And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to those who are listening in for the first time. Welcome to the Faith Walk Show. Or if you're listening in again, thank you and welcome back. Again, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week, same time, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will tune back in every Sunday. Tell your family, friends, associates, all that you come in contact with on a daily basis to listen in to the Faith Walk Show. Yes, again, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Because on this show, my core message is to teach on the subject of faith. Not only for stronger faith in God, although very important, but how to develop faith in many areas of your life so that you can enjoy your life experiences. Yes, enjoy the peace and quiet of the day. Enjoy talking with others. Enjoy where you are through the good and bad stuff. And what I mean by enjoy is to learn to appreciate your life more, because as we all know, things could be worse, right? So folks, learn to appreciate life by first maintaining a daily connection with God through the Word of God, the Bible that is. And of course, celebrate life through your opportunities. And I say this because so many times people have bad experiences overthinking things. They can get so caught up in doing and being instead of living and enjoying the journey. Now, I know, folks, it's impossible to enjoy your failures and smile about it and be happy when you're dealing with stuff, right? But my point here is there will always be some challenge. Yes, there is life after your 9-to-5 job. Yes, there is life after your bad experiences and situations. And my point here is I'll take it further. There is life after your heartache. There is life after betrayal. There is life after a falling out with your family members. There is life after you lose a job after 25 years. And I don't make light of it. I am just saying today to you to encourage you that there is life after all is said and done to you in this life. There is still something you can find to celebrate God with. There is still something to celebrate. So here it is. As a Christ follower, I believe our job is, if there's any such thing, I believe the job of a believer is to celebrate God through our life experiences in good times or bad times. Yes, meditate on those things that are of good report and live your life as a testimony. And what I mean by meditate on those things that are a good report, don't let things enter into your mind that tell you, you'll never be this, that'll never happen, no, not that way, I'm not sure, it'll never happen, why do I believe anyway, it's never going to happen that way. I've waited so long for it, therefore, it's probably never going to happen. No, 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 it will never turn out right. And no some more. You get my point here? So the key is, there is life after all is said and done. There is still something to celebrate, folks. There is still something to celebrate. And I can give you a few things off the top of my head. The scripture tells us, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So, be that light on the hill. So when others are not having a good day, they may find something in your smile that gives them hope. You may be comforting to them in some way that makes them want to say, I want to try again. Because if she can do it, I can do it. If he can overcome, because I know he's been through a lot in his life. I personally know everything that this man has gone through. If he can do it, surely I can believe that it can happen for me. So yes, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Why? Because it's not so much what you say, it's how you are living. Yes, it's not how you dress, how you look, your profession, how nice and sweet you sound, because the mouth can say anything, and as my husband always says, but behavior doesn't lie. So I repeat in every message, and I'll hammer away at it as long as I need to. We have to be doers of the word, we have to live the word, we have to obey the word, in order to receive those God rewards. Amen? So you can go to your church Bible study every week. You can have a women's Bible study. You can have a men's Bible study. You can study the Word in your spare time. And you can really feel good about a scripture that encouraged you this day. But unless you live it, you're not living your fullest potential in God's will. Make sense? So yes, as my husband always says, the mouth can say anything, but behavior doesn't lie. And I had to take that from him today and share that with you because it's very powerful. Yes, folks, someone is always watching. I have a saying, God is not just a word, God is a doing. It's just that simple. God is not a word to say, to feel good, to sound more spiritual, to sound more informed in the word. God is not just a word, God is a doing. And the scripture that comes to my mind is Philippians 4, 6 through 9, and it states here, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And here it is, folks. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. You got that? Whatever things are of good report, folks, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on those things. Remember a few minutes ago I said, you don't ever want your mind to take you to a place where, no, I can't do that anymore. That's not for me. It'll never happen for me. The no, 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 no's. Here it is. Whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and virtue means quality, advantage, benefit, plus, asset. Again, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And in verse 9, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So remember I said at the top of the show, there is always something to celebrate. No matter how dark your life looks, there is always something to celebrate. And I'll share with you some of those things here shortly. But I have to say this really quick. You can do one of two things. You can be busy living or you can stay busy existing. And the difference is living means the pursuit of a lifestyle of specified type. And existing means to live at a minimal level. So are you going to get busy living today? Or will you stay busy living at a minimal level? Just enough. I'm here. I'm existing. I don't want to try anything special because I know I'm not special. So I'm here. I woke up this morning. I said good morning. I said I love you to everybody I saw. And I'm just going to go to work. And I'm just going to come home. And then I'm going to get up tomorrow. And I'm going to go to work. And I'm going to come home. And, you know, those big hopes and dreams are for other people. They're just not for me. It's not what the Word of God says to me, folks. The Word of God tells us that we can have the abundant life. We can prosper in many areas, not just financially. We can prosper in love. We can prosper in peace. We can prosper in joy. We can prosper in friendship. We can prosper in our marriage. We can prosper in our relationships with people. We can prosper on our job. We can prosper financially. We can prosper in our health. There is so much to celebrate. And there's something you can find when you are in a dark place to bring to your thoughts to say, I'm not having a good day today, but I know the Lord has brought me from here to there. And let me celebrate the things that have gone right. So again, you can be one of two things. You can be busy living or you can stay busy existing. Again, the difference is living is the pursuit of a lifestyle of specified type and existing means to live at a minimum level. And before I move on, I'll ask the question again. Are you going to get busy living or will you stay busy living at a minimum level? Only you can answer that. And before you do, let me introduce the title of the message today. And the title of the message today is A Reason to Succeed. The main scripture I will be teaching from is Jeremiah 29 and 11. And folks, the title of the message, A Reason to Succeed, came to me as I was studying the scriptures. And I thought, many people are suffering in some way or another, right? You see, someone may be hurting over being lonely. Another may be hurting over feelings of being stuck in a situation that makes them sad. Others may be confused about an area in their life that caused them to want to give up. Whatever the case may be, there are thousands of people that may be going through the exact same thing they're going through. So again, pain, anxiety, fear, depression, panic, all of the above has no color or religion. So again, the title of the message today is A Reason to Succeed. To all those listening to the show today, if you are looking for a reason to succeed, I have one for you. Are you ready? Here it is. Because you can. Yes. Because you can. But first you have to believe that God loves you. And then you have to believe that others love you. Someone loves you. Someone is looking for you to survive. Someone is watching how you deal with situations. Someone's watching what you say, how you treat people. So life goes on after the storm is my point. Life moves on after the 9-to-5. Life moves on after the disappointment. Life moves on after the betrayal of someone. So if you woke up this morning, obviously you're breathing, right? So you are living on this earth. If you're listening to this show, you're alive. So my point here, folks, is not to just exist, but enjoy every waking moment. So in saying that, he wakes you up every morning so you can enjoy another day with your husband, your wife, your mother, your father, your best friend, your children, your church family, so that you can continue on with your hopes and dreams, so that you may find a resting place in his will. Yes, a resting place in his will for your life. You get my point here? Folks, this is a good show today. I have to take a break here shortly. In case you are just tuning into the show today, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. This show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will find time to tune back in next week. As I continue on with the message today, the title of the message today is A Reason to Succeed. The scripture of the day comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. Yes, the scripture of the day, Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So the Lord's thoughts concerning us is to give us a future and a hope. So therefore, we don't need to do anything else other than live in his will, work his word, and live his word. That's it. Because the word will change you. The word will change how you think, what you say, what you do. So when you live it, as opposed to just reading it, it will change you. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So are you still hoping today? Or have you given up? As the scripture tells us, to give us a future and a hope. So no matter what is happening in your life today, you have a future with all things God. Don't let anyone else tell you your life is going nowhere. As I just read through the scripture, to give you a future and a hope. Because God will never leave you nor forsake you. So hope on, dream on, believe on, trust on. You got it? Again, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Yes, the Lord has given you a future today, and he wants you to use that measure of faith that the scripture tells us about. And that comes from Romans chapter 3. It tells us, in other words, to think clearly, have a sound mind, and work your measure of faith. Again, Romans 12:3, "For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." So, again, Jeremiah 29:11, because I'm going to connect the scriptures here. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So here it is. You have been given a future in the kingdom of God. You have been given hope so that you can soar through life. And in Romans 12:3, it tells us, "God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." These are all the tools you need to succeed in your life. So again, I say the Lord has given you a future. Using your measure of faith, and measure means portion. So using your individual portion of faith, the future can be bright. And how you get to the future, how you get to the hope, and how you exercise your faith, you have to remember the tools that God gives us. And those tools are love, joy, and peace. Faith, hope, love, joy, and peace. Before I move on to the break really quick, I wasn't going to read the scripture, but I think it's appropriate. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14 says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Folks, I can't say anything after that scripture other than I have to take a quick sponsor break from our sponsor, GFDM Web Design and Marketing. I can honestly say GFDM Web Design and Marketing is the best website design company around. If you want to see their work firsthand, you can visit their website at gfdmwebdesign.com. That's gfdmwebdesign.com. Or if you want a real life example, you can go to my website at faithwalkradio.com. Faithwalkradio.com, because they created a website that I am truly proud of. So here's a little bit of information from GFDM Web Design and Marketing. And I will be back to conclude today's message, give my final thought. And before I do again, 1 Corinthians 16:13-14, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Now here's a word from our sponsor, GFDM Web Design and Marketing, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on A Reason to Succeed. I just want to take a few minutes to give you a little background. My core message focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety using faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. I also look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I want to hear all about your faith walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life. I would love to share your story with the world to encourage others to know where there is a will, God will make a way. So to submit your faith walk inspirational story, email me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. And I will select one faith walk success story a month to read right here on this show to encourage others to know that God is still listening and taking action. So continue listening into the show today on A Reason to Succeed.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to The Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. This show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will tune back in next week and join me for another exciting day filled with inspiring scriptures, message points that can help you build your personal faith walk with the Lord. Also, in case you are just tuning in, the title of the message today is A Reason to Succeed, Again, before the break, I was teaching from Jeremiah 29 and 11. I will read it really quick before I close here. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And I am here to tell everyone listening to this show today that you have a future and you do have hope. So hope on, believe on, trust on, have faith on. And continue on in your life. Again, as I said, the title of the message today is A Reason to Succeed. Today, I have laid out many reasons to succeed in your walk with Christ so that you may be enriched in every aspect of your life. And as I said at the top of the show, you can do one of two things. You can get busy living or you can stay busy just existing. So again, I ask, are you going to get busy living today or will you stay busy living at a minimum level? Only you can answer that. Only you can give yourself a chance to succeed using your faith as your foundation. Now, this brings me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. Today can be your day that you say to yourself, if I can't find a good reason to smile and hope on, then I will do it anyway. I will do it for those who are standing by, watching and waiting for me to not only survive, but to thrive and soar through life, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, month by month, and finally year by year. Because after all is said and done on this earth, that final paragraph of your life can read, I did it anyway, in spite of all the odds against me. I did it anyway. I thrived, and I used what I had to appreciate and enjoy my life on this earth every day. I recognize that I did have a future, and that that future was succeeding in every aspect of my life. I realized that I did have the power, and that power helped me sustain my faith. Take a listen to a song I personally recorded to encourage you, to help you succeed by feeling powerful and in control of your life. Title of the song is called Faith Walk. Enjoy, and I will be right back.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. I need your help to get me through the day.
listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Folks, I have had a wonderful time in the Word sharing with you today. I have run out of time. I will be back next week, same time, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Feel free to visit my website any time of the day or night. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. My last word of the day is this. Remember, God is love, hope, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
We sure hope you enjoyed the message today with Susan F. Rosario, host of Faith Walk Radio. Be sure to email Susan and tell her about your personal faith walk with the Lord. Email Susan at faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan at faithwalkradio.com so that your faith walk success story can help others move their mountains. We sure hope you'll join us again next week for more Faith Walk Radio.